Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon and greetings to the listeners as well.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I don't know if you were listening to my intro. Were you able to hear my intro?
Not really. I'm on the road. I'm driving.
I do beg your pardon. Let me give you a brief synopsis then of what my intro was. The question is, how should Christians respond to Old Testament passages about violence and warfare? And I gave a few simple examples of this warfare and violence. And violence, I'm referring to anything that violates the human body and the human person, such as the deluge, for example, whereupon God decided he's going to destroy all of humankind in person. He's going to sort everything through the deluge, the flood. He drowned them alive. Men, women, and children, everything was drowned, leaving only this drunkard Noah. Example number two is God's intended annihilation of all human beings at the end of time with fire and brimstone through hellfire. That's the macro standard of God's killing, this God's violence in Scripture. And then we zoom a bit in when God decides he's going to kill just a few nations, two cities perhaps, the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. He burns everyone around, everyone, old and the young, babies and everything. He kills everything, no mercy. That's another example of violence there visited on people by God. And then we see these soldiers who are sent by their king to go and kill. But then again, they got caught in the mud when they were trying to cross the Red Sea. Examples of just violence. And then there's killings when God instructs people to go and kill, like he did with the Amalekites. He instructs Saul to go and kill the Amalekites, old, young men, women, and children, everything, and even the animals, kill everything. And then they did that with many nations on the road. It would appear as though there is a lot recorded in the Scripture about God instructing violence and warfare. The question again is, how should Christians respond to Old Testament passages about violence and warfare?
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. The instances that you've alluded to, those are instances where God is dealing with sin. He is destroying sin. The one with Noah and the flood, God is dealing with sin.
Right.
God hates sin, but not the sinner. So after the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, that's why you have so much violence in the world, and God is involved in the violence as well. And at the end of time, God will destroy people with fire, and he's dealing with sin. That's why when you go to the cross as well, Jesus Christ is at the cross, and he cries out to his Father, "My Father, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" Yes, the Son felt forsaken by the Father. The Father was dealing with sin. The Apostle Paul will tell you that God made him who knew no sin to become sin. So Jesus at the cross, he was a sin, and the Father was dealing with sin. So when God deals with sin, I assume that he can't help it but be violent, because he hates sin with passion. So that's why the instances you have touched on, he is dealing with sin. He is fighting sin. So that's what I can say. It makes him seem to be a violent God.
Yeah.
I can make an example of myself. I'm not a violent person. But if you touch my son, I'll have to fight back to protect my son, protect the one I love.
So violence is therefore acceptable when you have given yourself a reason to visit violence on others.
Come again there.
Are you therefore saying violence is acceptable? You just need a good reason to do violence, and then off you go. Be violent as much as you like, as long as you have a good reason to be violent.
If you have a good reason, I will say yes.
So violence in and by itself is not a bad thing. Violence is good. You just need a good reason to do it.
It's a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. It's a bad thing. When thieves break into my house and they want to steal, they want to damage my home, and when I defend myself, I am protecting myself and my family. I am violent. I become violent in that situation, but that does not mean I'm a violent person, but I become violent to protect the ones I love, the ones I care for, my family and my home.
That's what I'm saying, Mfundisi, that by your explanation, you're suggesting that it is good to do violence when you have a good reason.
No, I don't want to put it. I don't want to put it that way.
Then why would you do something that you know is not good? If violence is not good, why do it to begin with?
I can't help it but be violent to protect myself. I have no choice. Let me put it.
You do have a choice.
I don't have a. When thieves break into your home.
Yes.
Do you have a choice? Then?
You have a choice. You can let them have it.
You can let them have it.
Absolutely.
You can allow them to rape your children, to rape your wife.
That's a choice you could make.
But I don't think that's the right choice you can make.
When
you can
understand.
Do something about it.
I totally understand, Mfundis. I'm not suggesting that it's a right one. I'm simply saying it is a choice nonetheless. And that's what, by the way, is suggested by Jesus. He says, turn the other cheek. Doesn't he say so?
No.
Jesus doesn't say turn the other cheek.
you're pushing me into the corner.
So Jesus doesn't say turn the other cheek. Just...
he does say that.
So when do we turn the other cheek? Doesn't Paul say you must never repay evil for evil? You must repay evil for good. When people come and do evil, you give them food.
That's what he says. But when it comes to the issue of sin, there's no other way. God hates sin. That's what we need to understand. And I think that's what makes him seem to be a violent person. When you read scripture, he hates sin with passion.
I hear you, Mfundis. I'm not disputing that part at all. Quite frankly, that's a well-documented point. What I'm observing to be an uncomfortable summation is that violence is not a bad thing. If God is prone to violence, therefore violence is good. It's godly. You just need a good reason to do it. You don't just do violence. You do it only when you have been given a godly reason to do it. Just like the Israelites went and killed and annihilated and perpetuated infanticide, femicide, and genocide on the Amalekites. That they had a good reason. Their good reason was godly. God told them to do it. So violence was a good thing. I mean, Abraham himself, the father of faith, was about to visit violence upon his own son. Because he had a good reason to do it. So again, I'm asking, this then suggests that violence is good. You just need a good reason to do the good thing of violence.
You just need a good reason.
That's what I'm asking. It appears as though that even with the biblical instructions, you can kill homosexuals as far as the Bible is concerned. You just need to establish whether this person is a homosexual, and then you have a right to stone them, because the Bible, after all, says stone them to death. A child that is disrespectful? Kill that thing. After all, the Bible gives you the right to be violent to your disrespectful children. A person sleeps with an animal? Kill that person. After all, the Bible instructs you to be violent when a person is being evil. It appears as though that violence from the scriptural perspective is good. It's godly. It's God-instructed. You just need a good reason to do it. Is that true?
I don't think it's true. God in scripture does not encourage us to be violent. But again...
What about these instructions of violence then, Mfundis?
Again, that's what he's trying to show us in scripture, that the problem is sin.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the issue he has. It is sin.
All right.
So he's trying to show us that he hates sin with passion. But in scripture, he does not encourage us to be violent. But he encourages us to be kind to one another.
So what happens to these people? Is it kindness when God says these people who are disrespectful to their parents, sleeping with animals, bestiality, or those who are sleeping with other people of the same gender, homosexuality. What's that? Is that kindness?
Okay, let me put it this way. when all has been said and done,
right.
those who hold on to sin and not let go,
right.
they will be put to death, whether they like it or not.
So violence those there is good there.
Violence will take, whether they like it or not, they will die. They will burn in hell. Because the problem, the issue, is sin.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what then is the final analysis to this person who has asked this question? How should Christians respond to Old Testament passages about violence and warfare? You've heard my counter questions, and now I need you to give us the final analysis from this. How then do you respond to this person?
Okay. Well, to sum it up, I can say that God knows what he is doing. We can still trust him in spite of these things we see in scripture. We can still trust him because in scripture we see God being a kind God who hates sin. And when you look at the instances that we have touched on, they are connected to sin. So in scripture, the way I can put it is that God hates sin. So what he is fighting is sin, not the sinner.
Okay. All right. Mbonis, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate your insights. I'm looking forward to your answer for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further, Mbonis.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.